We wish to thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom. Manila. Unconfirmed reports say that the Japanese have landed troops in the Philippines. The landing is reported on the island of Luban, some 60 miles northwest of Manila. This same unconfirmed report says that the Japanese gained full control of the island and its main town, also named Luban. Prior to the outbreak of war, many Japanese fishermen are known to have entered the Philippines illegally and established themselves on Luban and several other smaller islands farther south. The invaders are said to have made their landing in the early morning hours. Luban Island is mountainous, provides easy hideouts for potential fifth colonists. There are no landing fields there. We repeat, the landing report has not been confirmed officially. New York, former President Herbert Hoover issued the following statement tonight regarding the war situation. American soil has been treacherously attacked by Japan. Our decision is clear. It is forced upon us. We must fight with everything we have. I have opposed the foreign policies of our government. I have believed alternative policies would have been better. But whatever our differences of view may be as to the causes which led to this situation, those are matters to be threshed out by history. Today, there is just one job before the American people. We must defeat this invasion by Japan, and we must fight it in any place that we will defeat it. Upon this job, we must have and will have unity in America. We must have and will have support for the President of the United States in this war to defend America, and we will have victory. That is the statement of former President Herbert Hoover. All is quiet in Hawaii tonight. No bombs since last night's deadly air blitz. This was reported by Governor Joseph B. Poindexter a few minutes ago over the Trans-Pacific telephone to Washington. If any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom.
True or false? A fish pound is a spawning ground for fish. Is that true or false?
The Empire State Building is the tallest building in the world.
And that, is it true or false?
People who are anemic are called blue bloods.
What do you think,
true or false?
Dr. Harry Hagen invites you to join him in another radio game of true or false. Dr. Hagen is presented by the makers of William Shaving Cream, a company with more than 100 years' experience in the making of fine shaving aids. Besides William's Shaving Cream, they offer you Glider, the special brushless cream for daily shavers, and Aquavelva, the most popular aftershave lotion in the world. Yes, when it comes to shaving, the name is Williams. And when it comes to asking questions with special reference to true or false, the name is undoubtedly Dr. Harry Hagen.
Thank you, girls and boys. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill Fargo. Thank you once again, everyone. And let me welcome you all once again to the halls of True or False. And these halls will echo tonight, hear ye, because lined up beside me are six elementary school teachers who should know the rest. Hi, teacher.
Hi.
Nice to see you. And also, on the opposite team, six experts of cross-examination, men from the staff of the Attorney General of New York State. Wow. And, folks, when school teachers and lawyers meet, well, you can't be too careful. Now, let's have a few words with the captain of the teacher's team. That's Roseanne Lucas. Isn't it true that you're the captain of the team, Roseanne?
Yes, Dr. Hagen.
All right,
let
me call you for short. Rose, the letter of application for your team stated that even though you're school teachers, you're all human. Does that mean you sometimes use words that ain't in the dictionary?
Well, that might be so, Dr.
Well, tell us about your team. Go ahead, Rose. It's yours.
Well, we're all school teachers, Dr. Hagen. The 1941 modern streamlined
ziggity dog. I like that. 1941.
Not the typical school teachers.
Oh, no?
No. We're all under 25. And do you mind if I say quite human?
Oh, I can see that. You're blushing all over. You like that, fellas? You like that? You like that? Under 21. Good. Right, come up here. Are you going to take these lawyers over the hurdles and teach them a few things?
I sure do hope so.
You're streamlined, all right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Roseanne. Captain of this group, or this prep of legal talent, is Ben Hefner. Now, counsel, I'd like to explain this. After each answer, I make a ruling. After that, non disputatum est. All right?
That's all right.
Okay, brother, tell me about your team.
Our team is composed of lawyers from the Attorney General's office. Attorney General Bennett and this staff here act as counsel for the state of New York in all of its various legal actions.
Mm-hmm. And you're up here now to legalize on true or false, are you?
Well, we want to find out if we can still be taught.
That's the boy, the teacher. Hey! 25, that's all right. Thank you, Ben. on awarding the prize money, Bill.
Yes, sir. First award to all contestants, a useful and attractive Williams gift kit. Award to the winning man or woman, $25 in cash. Award to other members of the winning team, $5 apiece. True or false, it's now in session.
Here you all, it's now in session. Come up here, Roseanne. Thanks, Bill. I'm going to give you some questions about movies. Being modern school teachers, I know you go to the movies. But do you hold hair as a movie?
Now,
you're human. I just thought I'd mention it. Is it a secret? Well, you go to movies, don't you?
Yes.
You like them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it true or false? The expression, I'm a bad boy, is often connected with Lou Costello. Sure, it's true. Now, you go to the end of the line.
That's the idea.
And if you make a mistake on this program, Ben, I have to go. Arabella here is a little weak tonight, you know. That tells you to sit down. So far, the girls are all right. Now, movies. Are you ready? Rushes. R-U-S-H-E-S. Rushes are feature pictures which are made in a hurry.
False.
Rushes are individual scenes which are shown to producers as soon as the negatives have been developed.
Correct.
Vera Logan. What do they call you for short, Vera?
Tiny.
Tiny.
Isn't she cute, Lloyd? How tall are you, Tiny?
Oh, come on, no.
Mark, go ahead. Come.
5 feet.
5 feet? And weigh about 100 pounds?
No way.
I want the people to get just an idea just how tiny you are. Petite, kind of same thing. All right. Is it true or is it false? The Will Hayes office in Hollywood is famous as a casting agency. The Will Hayes office in Hollywood is famous as a casting agency.
True.
Oh, false. No, no. Oh, I'm sorry. The organization of Will Hayes acts as a sort of censor of what can be said and shown on the screen. Now, come up here, Jordan. I got an idea. After this program's over tonight, I want you to take that little girl to movies.
I'm married. Leave me alone.
Oh, well, I'll take her sometime. I'm sorry. I'm still in school. Now, here's one for you, Bernie. Is it true or is it false? Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald have co-starred in several pictures.
That's true.
Sure. Their proper team and their vocal director are used in high spots. Marion Anders is next. Marion, a cutting room. C-U-T-T-I-N-G. A cutting room is a Hollywood nickname for a barbershop.
Oh, that's cool.
What's the cutting room?
That's where they take out the parts that they want.
That's right. The film for movies cut and pieced together in the cutting room. Correct. Martin McLaughlin. Martin, Brenda and Colbina are Bob Hope's twin French poodles. True or false?
False.
That's correct. Who they are. Angela Dent. Is that right, Angela?
That's right.
What do they call you for short?
Chicken.
Chicken. First is tiny, now it's chicken. Why do they call you chicken?
Well, I'm 5 feet, too.
5 feet, too. 5 feet. Well, well, where'd you get the name Chicky?
Must I explain that?
Yeah, go ahead. Probably very interesting.
As a babe, I was so tiny, they decided to call me Chicky. But it stuck.
It's all right. I like that boy, Chicky. All right. The Rover Boys are a famous movie comedy team. Is that true or false?
I think that is false.
Correct. Well, you thought right. A series of books about the Rover Boys. Oscar Mann. Oscar. Movie extras are sometimes paid by the day. Is that true or false? Movie extras are sometimes paid by the day.
It's true.
Sure. The length of time they will be needed for the most they will pay by the day. B. Trump. B. Is this true or is it false? Edgar Bergen has appeared in the movies.
True.
Sure. Leonard Ruizzi, Leonard, Marie Dressler and Polly Moran were a popular comedy team. Is that true or false? Marie Dressler and Polly Moran.
True.
Sure. Let me take it together. Gary Crone, Rita Hayworth, dances with Fred Astaire in his latest picture, You'll Never Get Rich.
Cool.
I'm sorry, it's true. Yeah, sure he danced with her. Gee, do these chicks ever go to the movies, John McIntyre, do you think?
Occasionally, I imagine.
I think they do, too. Well, that's too bad. Maybe you can see Fred Astaire. Probably doesn't know who Rita Hayworth is. Here's yours, John. Orson Welles plays the part of Citizen Kane in the picture of the same name. Is that true or false?
True.
Correct. Just a minute, John. Where were you, John, on the night of December the 9th?
I was upstairs in a rowboat.
Upstairs in a rowboat. You get wet, did you, John? Well, I just asked for this reason. How do you like being on the witness stand yourself for a change?
Don't mind it a bit.
Well, I can sympathize with you. You see, John, right now I'm asking the questions. That's all right. But the minute I get home, my wife starts asking questions.
Well, now, Doctor, one of the big questions for any man is how to get a comfortable shave. In answering that, I'd like to point out the experience of many veteran actors. On the stage, of course, there's always the added problem of makeup. Putting it on before each performance, then rubbing it off again. Now, that's tough on a man's face. It gives it punishment. The ordinary man's face doesn't have to stand. And so actors have got to be careful in choosing a shaving cream. And they are. The great star Boris Karloff states it this way. I always insist on Williams shaving cream. He says, Williams never stings or burns my skin. In fact, it's downright soothing. Now, why is Williams shaving cream so gentle? Because it's a neutral cream made of pure quality ingredients. And because it's so good at softening whiskers. In double quick time, the heavy Williams lather melts away the protective covering of oil on your beard, floods each whisker with water, making it soft and limp. And then shaving is easy. You don't have to press hard on the razor to get a close shave. So, man, for a shaving cream that's kind to your face, it's really comfortable, ask for Williams. Williams Shaving Cream.
The score in Radio City tonight on True or False between elementary school teachers and men, all lawyers from the Attorney General's office, the men are ahead 6-4. That's all right, girls. Stay in here. Now we're going on to some more stuff here. We're going on to metals and mining. It's all right. You girls teach school. You probably know something about metals and you know something about mining. You know how to get a diamond from the boyfriend.
Yes.
All right. When a prospector, Roseanne, when a prospector makes a strike, it means that he refuses to go further into the mountains.
Oh.
You know what a strike is? It means a new or unexpected discovery of ore. Correct. All right, Sam Hefner. Is it true or is it false? Iron is the only metal which corrodes.
False.
Correct. All metals corrode to some extent. Marian Anders. Minerals are found in all the states. I'm sorry, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, mills are found in all the states. Well, it's too bad. Doggone Teresa just go down there. I'm sorry. Maybe she's just a home girl, you know, just stays home. What do you think, Bernie?
She looks it.
Are you the first to see Bernie Beanstalk, who was captain of CCNY football team in 1930?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I don't know about that. All right. Local boy makes good, huh?
Local boy from Bell Harbor.
Say, tell me, Bernie, being an attorney, how can you tell when a witness is lying?
Well, we cross-examine to see whether they're a direct and straightforward or evasive and shifty, you know.
Oh, that kind of thing. Well, go ahead. You can work on me and see how far you can get. Well, tell the truth.
Well, now, don't you find on these programs that the men are smarter than the women? Answer true or false.
The men are smarter than the women. True or false. You see three girls there and six fellas. All the odds are against me. I got to say true. Go ahead.
You're right.
What else you want to ask now, Bernie?
You're married, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You take your wife out dancing whenever she wants to go dancing?
Uh-oh.
Is she listening in?
Sure. You see, if I take her out... Yeah, I take her out when she wants to go dancing, sure.
You better say it if she's listening.
Yeah, I have to say it. The odds are against me, too. I take her out when she wants to go dancing, but I can change her mind, can I?
False.
Well, we have a lot of fun. Can I give you a question yet, Bernie?
Yeah, no, not yet. Well, here it is.
Is it true or is it false? Tin is made from iron.
That's true.
Oh, no. Sorry, it's an element. Gee whiz, down he went, said he, golly, I missed that one. Angela Dent. Say, Angela, would you say that women are more successful at teaching than men?
Absolutely.
Ah, now tell me why, says she very quietly.
Well, the maternal instinct.
What about the maternal instinct? We have it, too. Who stays home with the babies when you girls go out nighttime?
You don't like it.
Yes, we do like it. It's a night to ourselves. Oh, you say maternal instinct. You say
yes.
To make... That's a question. What else?
Well, a girl likes to teach school. A fellow does it because he likes to earn money.
He likes to...
What do you mean he likes to earn money?
Oh, dear. Well, Angela, is this true or is it false? Rhinestones, R-H-I-N-E-S-T-O-N-E-S. Rhinestones are the shiny stones which are found at the bottom of the Rhine River.
That's false.
They're artificial gems which are usually made of paste. Martin McLaughlin. Marlo? Martin, the table silver used in short order restaurants is known as quicksilver.
False.
Right. Hey, Martin, come here. Would you take a woman attorney into a law partnership with you?
No.
He says it like he's deaf about it. Tell me why, Martin.
Well, first of all, they're usually too smart. Generally, they have no money. And too much heady and not enough for Ma.
Aha! All right. Now, Bea, do you agree with anything there?
I think so.
You do agree
yes.
with... Oh, you do?
Ben.
Are you married?
No, not yet.
She has
but
a wonderful
I hope...
wife. She agrees with everything. All right. Is it true or is it false? Illuminating gas is often found beneath the surface of the earth.
True.
Sure, a natural gas and emitting gas is found by drilling of the earth's surface. Oscar Mann. Oscar, is it true or is it false that quartz is a very rare mineral? Quartz is a very rare mineral.
That is false.
Or silicon dioxide is the commonest metal of the earth. You said it, brother.
Captain Roseanne Lucas.
Now you have three girls and five fellas, Roseanne. Gee whiz. You might answer me one question before I go any further. I'll get these interviews in now because it's going to go right along here. Does the fact that you're a school teacher limit your number of dates?
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yes.
How does it? I thought you told me you're modern, 25-year-old, streamlined, 42 version, school teachers, now you say, excuse me, go ahead, tell me.
I know, but sometimes when you're introduced or going to have a blind date with a school teacher, you think, all about 50, school, glasses, typical school teacher.
Hair up on top of the head, ear showing, cotton
right.
Stockings, low heel shoes. That's all
yes.
Right.
But then, where do we all stand? Do we look like school teachers?
Uh-uh, brother, no, it's fair.
Would you take us out?
Would I take you out? I mean, collectively or singly?
Well, either way.
Well, one at a time is all right.
Which can you do better?
Which can I do better? Well, I have to take some of the boys here with me. You willing to go with me, boys?
Sure,
yeah, bro. Well, it's on the house tonight. It's on the house.
All
you
right.
Win. If you win, it's on the house.
Oh.
Is it true or is it false? In mining, an alloy is a gold prospector's partner or helper. What's an alloy?
I don't know.
Combination of two or more metals, see?
There's
something every day. Leonard Luisi. Leonard, is it true or is it false? Diamonds are said to be refractive. Diamonds are said
That's
to be...
That's true.
Sure, refractive means being capable of changing direction of a ray of light, and diamonds have great refractive power. Chicky Dem. Chicky, is this true or is it false? Mineral wool grows on bushes. Correct. Where do you find...
I don't know that either.
You don't know that either? All right. It's also known as rock wool is made from slag rock. Well, the score is still 3-5 in favor of the men, and we're going now on to currency and stamps. John McIntyre. Is it true or is it false? Penury is a collection of Indian hemp pennies.
It's false.
It's green poppy one. Right. B. Trump. Only green-colored silk threads are used in the paper for which our genuine money is made.
False.
Very, that's correct. Very small red and blue silk threads are used. Ben Hefner. Is this true or is it false? The portrait of Alexander Hamilton appears on $2 bills.
True.
Sorry, no. False. Thomas Jefferson will cover a $2 bill. Well, 4-3 now, fair the boys. All right, Roseanne. Buffalo nickels are no longer legal tender. Correct. There aren't as many circulations for me, but I'll take all you can give me. Martin McLaughlin, the words E pluribus unum are found on many United States coins.
True.
Correct. Phrase means one from many. Angela, is this true or is it false? The American Indian used wampum as money.
That's false.
I'm sorry, it's true. Yeah, the American Indians with beadwork made of shells, also used as currency by the early colonists. Two of those school teachers were four husky fellas. Holy smoke, boys, go easy now. Oscar! Oscar Mann, I'm going to give you one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All set. Here it is. The word liberty appears on many United States coins. The word liberty appears on many United States coins.
That is true.
Sure, it's true. Oh. Now, B. Trump, is just you here and Roseanne Lucas, members of our team. Now, you might tell me something about this. Are married teachers more successful teaching school than single teachers, would you say?
Oh, I think definitely so, yes.
Oh, is that so? Well,
yeah.
Here, tell us what you think so.
Well, for one thing, they live more normal lives, and I think that they're more apt to be happy if they're well married.
Well married? I mean, the lives.
That is, if they've chosen the right person.
Ah, that's the question.
Actually, I did.
How does it love when you girls get the right person?
Oh, I think you feel it. Well,
that's all right, too. You mean that you know where the way he talks, where he acts, and so on?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be a bad idea, then. I didn't give you a question yet, did I?
No, you didn't.
All right. What grade do you teach?
Oh, I don't teach in grades. I'm special teacher.
Special teacher?
Yes.
Oh, special teacher. Well, here's a special question. The counterfeiting of United States currency is a federal offense. The counterfeiting of United States currency is a federal offense.
True.
Sure, now, just a minute. Before I talk a little bit, you say you're a special teacher.
Yes.
She used to go out with school mom once in a while, you know, didn't you?
You did.
She wasn't bad. She taught the first grade, I think. We're great friends, too. Such a good time together. In fact, I used to see her almost every night. But you know how those things go. Finally, we broke up, and I wasn't feeling the right kind.
Now you go dancing with your wife.
Yeah, more or less.
What happened on this breakup, Dr.
Higgins? Oh, Bill, just a little misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding?
Yeah, you know how scrooges are. If I missed a night, why, she always wanted me to bring a written excuse.
Well, there are lots of excuses, Doctor, sitting up with a sick friend and so forth. But one thing's sure, there's no excuse for a man to use a shaving cream that stings and irritates his face. No, sir, all he has to do is use Williams. Actors know that. That's why so many of them use Williams. Great stars like Louis Calhern, Jose Ferrar, Victor Moore, and others. They don't take chances because, you see, putting on and taking off makeup is apt to make their skin extra sensitive. They want a mild, gentle cream, and yet one that helps them get a close, clean shave. That means Williams. It's a shaving cream that contains nothing to irritate the most sensitive skin. Its rich, heavy lather strips away the oily covering on your beard. It saturates your whiskers with water, knocks the starch out of them. And then shaving becomes so easy, your razor fairly wipes your beard away. Try it. For shaving and comfort, get Williams. Williams Shaving Cream.
The score on radio say tonight between elementary school teachers and the lawyers from the Attorney General's office in New York State. The boys are ahead 4-2. 4-2. Well, folks listening in, don't be too hard on the girls just yet. They may come through. Now it's Leonard Luisi's turn. Leonard, we have some questions here on nicknames. You know, girls have nicknames, fellows have nicknames, personalities have nicknames, etc. Now, is it true or is it false? Leathernecks often carry guns. Leathernecks often carry guns.
That's true.
Sure, that's made for Marines. Roseanne, is it true or is it false? The $1 billion Congress was so called because of the great number of multimillionaire members. The $1 billion Congress was so called because of the great number of multimillionaire members.
False.
Correct. Why was it called the $1 billion Congress? Don't you know? Well, the 51st Congress was so called because it appropriated more than $1 billion. 1889, 1891. What were they called this one? John McIntyre. Tommy Atkins fought in the World War.
It's true.
Sure, that's what the English soldiers were called. B, is it true or is it false? The Redcoats were British soldiers.
True.
Sure. Martin McLaughlin, is this true or is it false? The Wizard of Menlo Park was a popular nickname for Thomas A. Edison.
True.
Correct. Montague. Rose, this is yours. Is it true or is it false? When a New York bus driver stops in a restaurant and asks for Java, he usually wants road directions.
False.
What does he want?
A cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee, that's right. Oscar Mann. Oscar, is it true or is it false? A thank you note written after visiting someone is usually called a bread and jelly letter. A thank you note written after visiting someone is usually called a bread and jelly letter.
That is false.
What was those letters called, usually? Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. That's after right. You visited someone over a weekend.
You get bread and butter letters. Here you come. Is this true or is it false? In Mexico, a peasant is called a gringo.
True.
Oh, sorry. No. False. Mexico, a gringo is a foreigner, especially an American. Well, what do you know about that? We have 4 men and 1 lone spoon. He's a poor captain.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
Well, don't worry about literature, gentlemen. Leonard Luisi, is this true or is it false? Only the first book off a press can be called a first edition.
False.
Right. Come up here, Rose. Zane Grey wrote Western stories. John McIntyre. Naingsook, capital N-A-I-N-S-O-O-K. Naingsook is a Chinese fairy queen.
False.
Correct. Kind of cotton fabric. Is this true or is it false, young lady? Scrooge was Simon Legree's brother.
False.
Correct. Character Dickens and Uncle Tom's Cabin of Simon Legree. Calvin and Ariel appear in the same play by Shakespeare.
True.
Correct. True or is it false? King Arthur and his knights always sat at a square table.
Oh.
Round table. Oscar Mann. Edna St. Vincent Millay is famous as a novelist.
That is true.
Sorry, to notice poet. Up here, young lady. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote many famous essays. Is that true or false? Ralph Waldo.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Rather easy. There are more than 15 books in the New Testament.
There are
more. 27. Here you go again. The man without a country died at sea, Roseanne. True or false?
Oh.
I'm sorry, it's true. The first known the story, the man without a country died aboard sea on the Levant. The poor girl goes down so far. I feel sorry for it, too. Well, come on, you huskies up there. You fellas win tonight's contest, but don't think you know more than scoochers now, because people have already got to count themselves. Thanks, girls. You were swell. Too bad you went down. Now, come on, John. Who's going to get $25? Is this true or is it false, John? Sir Walter Raleigh was an author and poet.
False.
I'm sorry, it's true. He wrote The History of the World and several poems, which are included in many anthologies. Two fellas, Martin McLaughlin and Leonard Ruiz. Boy, we'll get $25. Thumbs up. All right. All right, now we're going on to indoor sports. Martin, remember, the person who makes a mistake now is out of money. You know that, don't you? You like indoor sports?
Yeah.
Okay. A duck pen is a meat skewer used in roasting ducks. Correct. Leonard Ruiz. And boxing, the rest period between rounds is called the boxer second.
True.
Oh, no. The boxer second is the man who gives him fighting advice and provides such things as a stool, towels, board, etc. for between rounds. Well, listen, Martin. You got $25 tonight. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but it's a lot of money.
Don't tell everybody about it.
But I asked you. Well, I got to tell the whole company about it, but the Williams company will give you $25. I remember your team gets $5 in cash. Now, you said a while ago that you wouldn't take a woman into law partnership. And the reason why, because she was too much... What? Too much getting out of love for Lamar.
Right.
Now, are you married, Martin?
I am.
Well, I know I'm going to get this $25. I'll ask you any questions about that. Well, why don't you take your wife out for a good time Christmas on the Williams company?
Very good thing.
Not a bad idea.
Would you like to try a case
before a woman jury, Martin?
Well, I'd like to try a case before a woman jury if I had a certain type of defendant. If I had a woman, and she was very beautiful, I'd like to try it before a woman jury because they'd never agree that she was a beautiful woman and probably convict her.
Wait, convict her for what? If she was...
That's what you call natural jealousy.
Oh! Well, now, suppose you were trying to prove one before a man jury.
Well, I wouldn't like that at all.
Good. You mean the odds be against...
Oh, definitely. All 12 right. to 1.
12 to 1. Come up here, young. I want to talk to you. Here. Hey, give everybody a member of your team $5 apiece. Thanks very much. Come up here, young. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry you lost tonight, Roseanne, but coming on Christmas, while the Williams come, has a nice Christmas gift for you.
Oh, that's good.
And I hope you'll enjoy it.
I will.
Now, about that date we were talking about a while ago, the fact that you're a school teacher shouldn't lessen your chance of having a date. I see a lot of school teachers in my time, and well, I think I can say without fear of contradiction, you're the finest school teacher I've ever seen.
Well,
what state
you.
Are you from?
New Jersey.
Anybody from New Jersey there?
All
teachers from New Jersey. Fine, I'll bet that your pupils are proud of you.
I hope so.
Oh, boy, if I
really
about what grade do you teach?
Third.
About
only
about 8 years of age.
Would you like to be
a... Well, I bring you an apple every day, and I even bring oranges on Sunday.
Good. I'd like to have you.
You would? Believe me, I'd like to be there. I'd be right in the front seats. I wouldn't want to miss any. Well, thanks, Roseanne. You girls, you're going to count on yourselves. I'm sorry to win, but, you know, up today, down tomorrow, one man's game, another man's solve.
We've had a fine time. Today.
Thank you very much. I want to thank everyone. It's great having you all with us tonight. We enjoy having you.
And it was a great contest, too, Dr. Hagen.
Yes, indeed. But next week, Bill, oh, boy, what a contest.
Well, now, Doctor, what's so extra special about next week's set, too?
Wait till you hear, my boy. Next week, from tonight is club night. We'll have 6 members of the 12th Night Club, famous society of actresses, play like that. Then they'll be battling it out tooth and nail with 6 members of the Rams Club, the club so many of our great actors belong to.
Now, Dr. Hagen, that will be something.
Oh, boy, you said it. Boy, while we're on the subject of teams, some of you folks listening in, why don't you submit an entry? It isn't hard. We'll be in New York City, and you New Yorkers, here's all you have to do.
Jot down in a letter the names and occupations of 6 men or 6 women, and send that letter to Dr. Harry Hagen in care of your station.
That's it, Bill. Of course, the New York station, WJZ. Address it here to me.
Dr. Harry Hagen.
That's right. And folks, we asked 52 questions tonight, which wasn't bad. I want to thank you, Bill, and I want to thank you all for coming tonight and being a member of our party and